ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Stepped-up immigration enforcement has been a major event of President Trump's second term, and a lot of those activities have been in Los Angeles. But the mayor of the city, Karen Bass, tells ABC's This Week that reform, not deportation, is the answer.
I think that the viewpoint has been punitive, has been let's make it as miserable as possible so that these people don't come.
Authorities in Kerr County, Texas, have revised the number of people still missing after the July 4th flooding to 3. There were nearly 100 still unaccounted for earlier this week. Those floods, though, killed more than 100 people in the county and over 130 in total. At the Pope's summer retreat, Pope Leo appealing to the international community to observe humanitarian law after the Israeli attack on Gaza's Holy Family Catholic Church killed 3 people and wounded 10, including the church's priest. Today, authorities in Gaza say more than 70 people were killed as they tried to get aid. This is ABC News. One person's in custody after a Border Patrol agent was shot late Saturday inside of a New York City park. Police say the 42-year-old officer was off duty at the time and was taken to a hospital and is expected to survive. Jack Clark lives nearby.
It's just terrible to know that someone's out to kill. But I'm just shocked, honestly. I mean, it's scary.
Motive remains unknown. Jake Larson's died at 102. The World War II veteran survived D-Day, then spent years recounting his experiences, especially to his more than 1 million followers on TikTok, where he was known as Papa Jake.
You can see me all over. Papa Jake. I'm a legend. I didn't plan this.
His family says Larson went peacefully. He was born in Minnesota. He enlisted in the National Guard when he was 15 years old and told the Associated Press earlier this year on the 81st D-Day anniversary that we are the lucky ones. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is cloudy and 74 degrees at 12:03. Look for clouds to gradually mix with more sun today, less humid with a high of 79, partly cloudy to clear and comfortable tonight with a low of 58, and partly cloudy and seasonal tomorrow with a high of 81. And once again, currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 74 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today is July 20th, on Sunday, July 20th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. Two people have been arrested in connection with the alleged abduction of a 7-year-old Milwaukee boy last weekend. Police say a 14-year-old boy and a 38-year-old man were taken into custody Thursday after an armed, masked man in a Jeep abducted Jamal White at gunpoint last week on Milwaukee's northwest side. After an Amber Alert was issued, Jamal was found safe Saturday evening, July 12th, about 6 miles from where he was taken. Criminal charges against the two will be referred to the Milwaukee County DA's office. Another man connected in the case, 25-year-old Corey Williams, was charged Thursday with kidnapping and taking hostages. The 7-year-old is safe in the custody of Child Protective Services. A new exhibit detailing the events of D-Day opened Friday at the State Veterans Museum in Madison. You can learn more about what happened to Wisconsin soldiers during World War II with a D-Day exhibit at the State Veterans Museum. Museum Director Chris Kowalkowski says they're adding their collection of interviews with Badger soldiers to the traveling exhibition.
So we took the exhibit and then we added several stories from Wisconsin, from around the state, of Badgers who were there on that day and what they did. Our oral history collection is one of the best veteran oral history collections in the United States. And we like to tell people we are the microphone, the veteran is the voice.
Kowalkowski says it's vital that people remember what sacrifices it took to free Europe from the Axis invasion and about the 46 Wisconsinites who died on the beaches of Normandy, France, on June 6 of 1944. The museum is near the Capitol in Madison and is open 6 days a week. Traveling Peace will be staying in Madison through the rest of the year. It brings over 500,000 people to Northeast Wisconsin, but what's the economic impact of EAA? Lisa Hale answers that question.
It's here. Even though planes have been flying in all weekend, today marks the official start of EAA Air Venture. The week-long fly-in convention draws aviation enthusiasts from all around the world and is expected to draw more than 600,000 visitors to the area this week. A study by UW Oshkosh shows EAA contributes $257 million in economic impact for the five-county Fox Valley region and $117 million in economic impact for Oshkosh alone. The UWO study of 2024's Air Venture showed the event directly created 2,092 full and part-time jobs in the region, with 815 of those in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture runs through July 27th. Visit eaa.org/airventure for information and a schedule of events.
The annual Casanova celebration concludes today at Casanova Memorial Park. Today's events that are currently underway include the Casanova German Band, a car and camper show, and a chicken or smoked pork dinner. Kinchi Paddle Pool and Bossy Bingo will be at 1. Hometown League Baseball featuring the Cas Reds versus the Mazamini Mustangs and a raffle will be at 2. There will also be a food and refreshments, free bounce houses, and a scavenger hunt at the Casanova Celebration today at Casanova Memorial Park. Please, no carry-ins. All profits benefit the Casanova Memorial Park. More information about the celebration can be found on the Casanova Celebration Facebook page. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that the data is now available from the annual spring survey of breeding waterfowl. The survey indicated that the stable population numbers and habitat conditions for migratory birds. The data from this survey helps the DNR make management decisions about waterfowl in Wisconsin. Surveyors estimate the state's 2025 breeding duck population at nearly 564,700 birds, a 7% increase from the 2024 estimate and 26.9% above the long-term average. The 2025 mallard breeding population estimate is at around 149,570 birds, 2% higher than the 2024, but lower than the long-term average. Wood duck populations decreased 1.8% from last year, but remain 5.1% above the long-term average. The Canada goose population estimate is 8% lower than in 2024, yet it remains significantly higher than the long-term average. Find additional data from this and other wildlife survey reports on the DNR's Wisconsin Wildlife Reports webpage. WRCO News Time is 12:11. When WRCO News returns, we will have this week's Richland County History Moment.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 72 degrees at 12:12. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Pioneer homes built in Richland County by Mrs. Cyrus D. Turner. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. GenWeb Info, Richland County Books, Chapter 12, house building was yet in its infancy. The Gothic, Ionic, and Doric orders of architecture were little known. Instead, they had a standard principal building composed of what they referred to as Kickapooric, likely after the region which is referred to as the Kickapoo. For several sprang into existence at this time. It consisted of rolling logs up each other so you could enclose a square pen with a required height of at least 8 feet obtained with the structure, covering split boards and on the roof using shakes. It was a Western vernacular form of building. They nailed by placing poles across them using picturesque roof and ventilated attic. The space, usually enclosed, was about 18 by 20 feet, or at least big enough to have a dining room and an area for the fireplace, and of course, an area to sleep. The house was pioneer from front to back. There was a little room, a pantry. There was even a nursery in many of the cabins. Frequently in the upstairs loft, the family would sleep, as many as a dozen members. In the stowed beds, the chests, the dishes, the boxes, the babies, the pots, the kettles, and even all of the paraphernalia, you could easily imagine a paradise of accommodation, that pioneer cabin. There cannot be much in coveting what would be the equality of one, even in taking pleasure rides over the ox teams and the faring sumptuous upon wild game, mush milk, and the dainty dishes that were kept for the meals. Batter? Well, that was griddle slap pancakes, and even pumpkin butter, or maybe wild honey. Our first religious sermon was preached in the Pioneer Building in Forest Town in the summer of 1855. A log schoolhouse was built. It was erected near the county line, a remote part of the town plat. Here, our Sabbath school was organized. A library from the American Sunday School Union was procured. Notwithstanding all its difficulties, the trees for these cabins were chopped down, and there in its place corn and potatoes were planted. It disposed of all indolence, a melodious music of mosquitoes, and the aches of our limbs from all of our work and our actions. And it was rheumatic to our limbs. Pass the time and enjoy building one of these pioneer cabins. It was truly pioneer life in Richland County. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, Blackhawk Trail Markers in Richland County.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Recent Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club calendar raffle winners are Thursday's winners of $50 each, Douglas Layton of Muscadet with ticket number 0348, and Mark Varney of Richland Center with ticket 0335. Friday's winners of $50 each, Stan Grimm of Blue River with ticket number 0131, and Kirk Bartow of Lone Rock with ticket number 0072. And yesterday's winners of $100 each include Sarah Yar of West Bend with ticket number 0045 and Jeff Cook, of Morrisville, Indiana with ticket number 0628. WRCO News time is 12:17. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit richardsinsure.com.
Today is Sunday, July 20th. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70, of Bloom City, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held today at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held in the Warren Mills Cemetery tomorrow at 11. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from now until the time of the service at 1. Tim Mayberry is survived by his son, Jeremy Mayberry of California, a grandson, brothers and sisters, Bruce and Mary Mayberry of Florida, Nancy Bowden of Arkansas, Joe Mayberry of Bloom City, Sarah and Jerry Ray of Viola, Abby and Ed Nedland of Westby, John Mayberry of Madison, Mike Mayberry and Pam of Sextonville, Josh and Jen Mayberry of Reedsburg, Samantha Washburn of Bloom City, and Andrew and Nomi Mayberry of DeForest. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70, of Bloom City. Alan E. Wanless, 69, of Richland Center, died Monday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. Alan Wanless is survived by Karen and Dan Krieger of Richland Center, Elaine and Scott McDonald of Spring Green, Dan Wanless of Arlington, Texas, Dave and Connie Wanless of Richland Center, and Janine Burke of Madison. Alan E. Wanless, 69, of Richland Center. Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Anita Bungie is survived by her husband, Irwin, two sons, Tony and Cheryl Armelino of Batavia, Illinois, and Joey and Christina Armelino of Oswego, Illinois, two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, three stepsons, Scott and Melissa Bungie of California, Steve and Mary Beth Bungie of Virginia, and Paul and Donna Bungie of Illinois. Four step-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Roberta and Bill Rogers, Roger and Marianne Brown, Buddy and Barbara Brown, and Jerry and Julie Brown. Many other relatives and friends. Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 5 to 7 and again Friday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family. Phil Allen is survived by three sisters, Diane Tiedrich, Joan Allen Erickson, and Lessa and Carl Hogred. Brother, Eric and Stacy Allen. Sister-in-law, Rita Allen. Nieces and nephews, and many great nieces and nephews. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge.
Are you or a loved one looking for a place to call home that offers care, compassion, and community? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, where life is made easier and every day is filled with joy. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we provide personalized assistance to help with daily activities while giving you the freedom to live life to the fullest. Whether it's enjoying meals in our cozy dining room, engaging in social activities, or receiving the support you need, our caring team is here for you every step of the way. With 24/7 care, beautiful living spaces, and a warm, welcoming community, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the perfect place to thrive. We're more than just assisted living, we're family. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Sunday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Hope you're enjoying the mild conditions across the area. It's been a little bit cloudy yet across southern Wisconsin. This is coming in from a weather system south of us that's causing a band of rain from near Kansas City all the way to Indianapolis that should stay off to the south of us for the rest of today. High pressure settling in from the northwest will bring us clearing skies later today and continue through tomorrow, so definitely get out there and make the most of it. It will turn increasingly warm and humid for the mid part of the week. In fact, temperatures have a shot at getting into the 90s on Wednesday and Thursday in particular. Definitely plan on slowing down, drinking plenty of water, and getting into the shade and air conditioning when you can Wednesday and Thursday. We do expect some scattered showers and thunderstorms to bubble up Tuesday into Tuesday night, especially in northwest Wisconsin. Most of those will stay north of us, but we have a small chance here Wednesday morning. Then a better chance of rain Thursday as a cold front gradually slides in by the afternoon. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. Look for cloud cover gradually mixing with sunshine. High temperature in the upper 70s, maybe near 80 to the north. East wind around 10. And tonight, partly cloudy to clear, low at 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and seasonal, high near 81 with east winds around 10. Monday night, a few clouds and mild, low at 63. Tuesday, partly cloudy, warm and more humid with highs in the middle 80s. Heading into Wednesday, a slight chance of a thunderstorm around daybreak. Otherwise, partly cloudy, quite hot and humid. Low 71 with a high up to 93. The heat index could climb to near 100 degrees in the afternoon. Thursday still looks hot and muggy. Chance of showers and storms by late afternoon. Low 72, high 91. Friday, maybe some showers early, then partly sunny and a bit cooler. High 86. Saturday's high in the mid-80s, partly sunny, chance of showers late. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, the clouds are starting to clear away, but it's partly sunny and our temperature is 72 after a morning low of 66. Yesterday's high was 84 and we received 0.2 inches of rain. Record high set back in 1983, 97 degrees, with a record low of 45 that was set back in 1965. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 59. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:36 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:40. The winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.05, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 72 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
At A&W Restaurant, located on Highway 61 in Boscobel, there's a classic treat that never goes out of style, the Root Beer Float. For years, A&W has been serving up this delicious combination of their signature made fresh root beer and creamy cold vanilla ice cream, perfectly balanced in every spoonful. Whether it's a hot day or just a craving for something sweet, the Root Beer Float is a refreshing choice that's sure to satisfy. Stop by A&W in Boscobel for a Root Beer Float and enjoy a timeless treat that always hits the spot.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
In home talent league baseball action yesterday, Fort Atkinson beat McFarland 16-6, and Pine Bluff Mount Horeb defeated Blanchardville by a score of 8-4. Also, another final to pass along, Arena beat Ridgeway by a score of 13-3. Games that are scheduled to be played today include Casanova hosting Mazomani. It will be Muscadet hosting Argyle. Verona will be at Dodgeville. Sulzburg-Benton at Wyota. Belleville is hosting Hollandale. Cross Plains hosting Wanakee. Middleton at Ashton. Columbus at Sun Prairie. And Wisconsin Dells at Ryo. Freddie Peralta won his seventh straight start last night, and Isaac Collins and Joey Ortiz homered, and the Milwaukee Brewers held off the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-7 to extend their winning streak to a season-best 9. Shohei Ohtani hit his National League-leading 33rd homer and drove in 3 runs for the Dodgers. Tommy Edman and Miguel Rojas both went deep in the 8th to pull the National League West leaders to 8-7. But then Ohtani's fly ball died on the warning track to end the 8th, and Trevor Megill threw a 1-2-3 ninth for his 23rd save as Los Angeles lost for the 9th time in 11 games. Milwaukee improved to 5-0 against the defending World Series champions, and Peralta became the first 12-game winner in the majors. And the Brewers are going to be looking for the sweep today against the Dodgers in Los Angeles. First pitch will be at 3:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pregame will start at around 2:35. Ezequiel Tovar hit a 3-run homer to break a 5th-inning tie, and the Colorado Rockies won a home series for the first time since late last season with a 10-6 victory over the Minnesota Twins last night. Hunter Goodman had 3 hits, and the last two-run homer in the 8th, and Ryan McMahon homered for the 2nd straight game. The Rockies also have won 2 straight home games for the first time this season. The Rockies had lost 17 straight home series, the final 2 last season and the first 15 this season. At 24-74, they remain on pace to set a major league season record for losses. Other games that are going on today, a couple games are already underway. In one game, it's the Blue Jays leading the Giants by a score of 3-1, and the Orioles are beating the Rays 4-2. And in that Giants and Blue Jays game, that's in the top of the 5th, and it's going into the top of the 6th between the Orioles and the Rays. Other games being played today include the Angels at the Phillies, the White Sox at the Pirates, the Nationals will be hosting the Padres, the Braves hosting the Yankees, the Athletics will be at the Guardians, the Reds will be at the Mets, it'll be the Royals at the Marlins, the Cubs will be hosting the Red Sox, the Rockies hosting the Twins, the Cardinals will be at the Diamondbacks, the Astros will be at the Mariners, and in Sunday Night Baseball action, it will be the Rangers hosting the Tigers. Los Angeles Dodgers star Mookie Betts, mired in one of the worst slumps of his career, was benched for Saturday night's game against the Milwaukee Brewers. Manager Dave Roberts said he may hold the veteran shortstop out of today's lineup as well. Betts, who made the transition from right field to shortstop this season, has hit 188 with a 527 OPS, 2 homers, 2 doubles, and 4 RBIs in 32 games since June 8th. Betts has been hitting 2nd all season, but Roberts doesn't think dropping Betts in the order would help break his funk. Eli Willits has signed with the Washington Nationals for an $8.2 million signing bonus, only 6 days after the club selected him number one overall in the Major League Baseball amateur draft. The amount was the most for a selected high school player, just above Jackson Holliday's $8.19 million with Baltimore 3 years ago. Willits, the youngest player, picked number one overall since Seattle chose Ken Griffey Jr. in 1987, will fly to Washington's spring training complex in West Palm Beach, Florida, today and begin to get workouts with the team's player development staff. Nafis Collier played the role of all-star captain perfectly. First, she made all the right picks for her roster, then she answered all the labor questions, and finally, she showed everyone how to stay focused on basketball. The five-time all-star scored a record 36 points and grabbed 9 rebounds, leading the aptly named Team Collier past Team Clark 151-131 in the highest-scoring all-star game in WNBA history. Naturally, Collier was selected the MVP. She was 13 of 16 from the field with 4 baskets coming from the specially designed AT&T logo 4-pointer, and it was all by design. Collier made her all-star selections carefully, leaning towards players she had played with so they would have continuity. Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark refused to let an injury ruin her WNBA All-Star weekend, so she found other ways to participate. Clark spoke out about the ongoing collective bargaining negotiations. She mingled with fans at sponsor events and showed other players around her adopted hometown, Indianapolis. Heck, Clark even traded light jabs with five-time All-Star Nafis Collier. Yes, Clark did sneak in some treatment time for her injured right groin, but she spent most of her time trying to bask in Indianapolis' first All-Star weekend, hoping the players enjoyed it as much as she did. And Scottie Scheffler has begun the final round of what he hopes will be the third leg of the career Grand Slam. He took a 4-shot lead into the final round of the British Open at Royal Portrush. Scheffler couldn't have asked for a better start. He hit his approach to 10 inches from the cup for a birdie. Rory McIlroy is in the group ahead of him. He was 6 shots behind and needs a career closing round to catch Scheffler. But he has all of Northern Ireland on his side, a massive crowd hoping for a dream ending. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
100.9 WRCO.
Tours on dirt gravel roads. Sometimes it feels like there's just no right way to go. There'll be times you'll go crazy, times you'll break down. Always something that stands in your way. Feel lost now and then.
Wish I had a time machine. I'd dial it in to when country music was king. Load up my guitar and I'd split this scene in search of glory days long gone. If there was a place called Ninetiesville, I'd ride like Dwight in a magic coupe de ville. Fast as you could get those tail fins over the hill, with the radio cranked way up loud. Where water tower scene is touched by Joe Dippy's brush in John Deere green. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that would take me back to 90s. Your buckles shine by cowgirl in Rocky Mountains, looking so fine. Those red hot honeys love to dance in a line to boot scootin' boogie all night long. Live in this place called Ninetiesville, where Clint is killing time with no time to kill. Here is loving you against my will. It's on the radio cranked way up loud. Well, George Jones don't need that rocking chair. Travis has ordered for someone who cares. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that would take me back to 90s-ville. Should've been a cowboy, can ride side by side in this place called Ninetiesville, where Chattahoochee won't let you stand still. Friends in low places never get their fill.
If you can't remember, you better write this down. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that would take me back to 90s Phil. Let's all go back to 90s Phil.
Thing. Before that, Daryl Perry sang about 90s Bill, and Leanne Rimes sang about this love. And what a gorgeous Sunday it's turning out to be. Those clouds are clearing away. Right now, it's mostly sunny, 74 degrees, and it's our worst floor and home thermometer says it only feels like 75 out there. So there is no humidity. If there is any humidity, it's very little out there. So it's a beautiful Sunday, and those winds are out of the west-southwest at 4 miles per hour. So get out and enjoy, everyone, and it's going to be a great Sunday here in southwest Wisconsin. And if you're looking for something to do on this beautiful Sunday, right now the annual Casanova Celebration is being held at the Casanova Memorial Park. Going on right now is the Casanova German Band, a car and camper show, and a chicken or smoked pork dinner. The Kinshi Pedal Pool and Bossy Bingo will be held coming up at 1 o'clock. and Home Talent League Baseball featuring the Kaz Reds versus the Mazamani Mustangs, and a raffle is being held at 2. Food and refreshments, free bounce houses, and a scavenger hunt at the Casanova Celebration will also be available. An open house will be held at the One Room Schoolhouse and Museum in Harrisburg, east of Plain, and that's going on from 1 to 4 today. The day will also include a stained glass demonstration. And coming up later on today, the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Today at 3, sharing space with Deke featuring ASTP kids will be held at the museum and via Zoom. It'll also feature Ken Slayton in person and Dion and Karen Stafford and Stephanie Brand via Zoom. The cost to attend is $10.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Hey shoppers, this is your last chance to save. It's the final day of the Mr. G Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square, and you can still save 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including top name brands. Come find great bargains inside and out, but hurry, the deals end today. Mr. G's is open until 3 p.m., so don't miss your chance to score big savings before it's gone.
Choose Mr. G.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Katie Bedward. Let's work together to make sure your finances meet your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call us to schedule an appointment at 647-8889. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Come visit the Aiken School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
The cop showed up at 1106 with the FBI in their black Crown Vicks. They cuffed Coach Martin with his face in the ground. Neighbors say he got off a couple of rounds. $100,000 in an old suitcase. He had a greenhouse in his crawl space. When the lights come on in the sleepy little town, there ain't no secrets when the truth comes out.
Sleepy little town, there ain't no sleep.
Everybody's proud of a Mary Lou. She got a full ride to a private school. Gonna be a doctor or a lawyer someday. She's 17 and 3 months late. We all thought that she'd never been kissed, but she doesn't know who the dad is.
Something we be blowing by. Yeah, we always down to ride. Blonde hair, green eyes. Yeah, this life. If I ever left it, something I'd be missing. Sipping on some tea and it's a little bit twisted. The girls like to dance and they really like kissing. Two-stepping down at the bar, that's how we living. And big wheels so we never get stuck. But if we do, we still winning. Yeah, we spin the block now. Even got a top down. Look, my mother up now. Friday night, football lights and bonfires. Pick up a couple friends so the party never ends. Whiskey and tequila cause we about to get it in. Yeah, we spin a block now, even got a top down. Look, my logo up now. And this one for my people in them small towns. Me a beer right now. It's still sober, but we don't know how. Yeah, we spin the block now. Even got a top down. Look, my mug up now. All night, people going on ice. Laying on it Friday night. Football lights and bonfires. Pick up a couple friends so the party never ends. Whiskey and tequila cause we about to get it in. Yeah, we spin the block now. Even got a top down. Look, my mug up now. And this one for my people in them small towns.
Clouds gradually mixing with more sun today. It'll be less humid with a high of 79. Partly cloudy tonight to clear and comfortable with a low of 58. Partly cloudy and seasonal tomorrow with a high of 81. Tomorrow night a few clouds and mild with a low of 63. And then for Tuesday, partly cloudy, warm and more humid, high 85. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny. The winds are out of the west at 6 miles per hour. And our temperature is currently up to 77 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
useless. You leave me breathless, feeling wild and reckless, never knowing what's in store. Crazy, you leave me crazy, and nothing can save me when you walk out the door. Oh, you leave me always wanting more. You take me away.